Craig Hoffman.
By the way, by the by, I don't know why I'm quoting Clinton Yates and sounding like Chris Berman.
The Hoffman Show.
That's a weird bit. We'll get that straightened out.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
That music means one thing, even on the final edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in YouTube too at the Team 980. Since it is 5 o'clock, and technically, like, our top story is that this is it. This is the final show. You want the not my beat imager, dude?
Yeah, let's do that. I've come to like that as what you've couched as the reason to throw something up when I'm on the show. So that's fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for today's top story with an expert.
Today's top story from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not my beat.
And thus ends my control of this portion of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Clinton Yates.
Well, I would say that I'm not an expert on any particular topic other than Craig Hoffman in this particular case because of how long we go back and, of course, your history in the town. But I just want to say congratulations on a good run, and more largely, I just want to congratulate you, and I'm proud of you for the things that you've done to represent the fans, the journalists, and I would say the interests of this town better than a lot of people who even come here from. You've always taken it seriously. It's always something you've been earnest about without overspieling just for the sake of kowtowing to people that are from here and believe they know everything. So good job on that. It's been a great run and looking forward to your next chapter, sir.
Thank you, man. And that was something that I can genuinely say, and I would say this whether you were on the phone or not, is something that I took from you. Like, I genuinely felt, and like, to be honest, bro, especially after you left.
Yeah.
Like, when you moved to L.A., yep. And it was a couple years later that I wound up getting this show particularly, but especially once you left, mm-hmm. like, because we were so close, and I thought you had an incredibly important voice in the city, what you did on WTOP, what you wrote about in the Post, and even stuff you were doing when you started ESPN, I felt a responsibility to carry that on of, like, this is local radio, like, your job is to represent the fans, and like, in a different way, my job will still be to represent fans, I think, and to make sure that like, we're thinking about that stuff, which every professional sports team should do, and I genuinely believe that Monumental already does, and I'm gonna add my voice to that collection in the ways that I come to it with my experience. But I look back on the way I did this, like, I think about the people that shaped it and on what it meant to be a talk radio host in DC specifically. That was shaped by you more than anybody else.
Well, I really do appreciate that. And I think for those out there listening who are not just listening to us towel snap each other as real friends, but, you know, when I met Craig, Craig came to me. Craig was the radio reporter for the Burgundy and Gold and ended up being a host who got to announce the team being sold at one of the coolest radio parties I've ever seen in the history of the city. So, like, that path alone for young folks out there in the media shows you can do something if you put your nose to the grindstone and actually want it.
I think the other thing that we should do, I don't know if you have any other skits and bits planned, but the other thing I wanted to do with you was, I want people to know that you're also the reason the show happened. And I don't know that I've ever fully told this story on the air, but like, when I left the beat in 2019, and took what turned into essentially a sabbatical, where I went to work for the Washington Spirit. I was just burnt out. Covering those Washington teams was exhausting and terrible because the team stunk. Everyone in the building stunk. That soon came out in congressional reports. Well, the team being bad was evident on the scoreboard. But I was burnt out and was just like ready to do something else. And a year later, obviously, the pandemic happens. A bunch of stuff happens to where the job with the Spirit didn't go like any of us. You know, it's nobody's fault. Like, that didn't work out the way we wanted.
Yeah, the league borderline fell apart in a lot of ways.
I mean,
regard.
The whole world fell apart. That was a good time back there in 2020.
Yeah.
And thank God for the second time in my career, Chris Kinerd, my boss, it was there to be like, answer a call and be like, yeah, I've got something for you. And it started part-time, and like, I was doing the fitness stuff as well, and I was pretty happy with where I was, and doing, you know, leaning into a lot of the fitness stuff, doing some radio on the side, and they were both kind of split. And then when Travis Thomas left the 9 to noon spot, you happened to be in town and we got together and you basically were like, you idiot, you should do this. And it wasn't until you said that that I was like, no, you're right. Like, this is something that I have been dreaming about since I started in the media, like having a show that was mine. And it took you being like, hey, dummy, it's right here. Not that I'm 100% going to get it. Like, obviously, it worked out.
No, I don't know.
But,
I
like,
understand.
I wasn't even going to pursue it until that conversation.
Well, what do they call it? Occam's razor. I mean, the most obvious answer is oftentimes the one that's right in front of you.
Yes.
And I just think that that was one of those times when I was glad to be able to be your friend as somebody who also worked in the industry with you. And I told you, you're good at it, which is why you should go back to it. Never mind anything else. And there's no real feeling that can replace, hey, I'm good at this. Hey, this is something I've wanted to do. Even if it doesn't come like in the exact sort of timeline of life that you wanted to be in, the value of having done it when you have skills at it and grow with it and the friendships and relationships you make. I mean, I was just talking to Anthony before the show, you know, before we popped on the segment, and that's a guy who I call a friend now. I wouldn't really know him, obviously, if it weren't for you. And I just think that for people who don't understand how small this media industry is, it really can be very tight-knit. And so it's that when one person leaves, it can affect a lot of different people down the line just because of the way everybody kind of keeps themselves together and keeps themselves up and keeps their heads in the game. So, you know, it's going to be weird to not be able to listen to your show. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? And I am very, very hopeful, though, that what you're doing next is something that not only is fulfilling to you in the same way, but that other people can see what you bring to the table as much as it did with how you hosted this show for so long. So, dude, man, it's been a hell of a run. And for those of you who don't know, I know the girls he dated before he got married. That's how long.
Great. Now, I can always count on you listening and my wife listening. And now I'm thrilled about all that.
That is what I was saving.
That's all you got? That's really all? That's it?
No, that's all I was going to say. What else do you want me to say? I'm not going to blow up your spot, man. You've been a good friend to me, and you've helped me out in spaces when I was down in psychological dumps that I didn't know that I was going to be able to get out of. And those of you who don't know that, Craig is my real friend. There's been a lot of times when one thing in life or another has come my way, and he's talked to me or helped me or straight up told me to get my act together, you know, to get out of the doldrums and be the person that I can be. So I will always pay that forward, no matter how many jokes I got about the early days.
Let's see. Rachel texted me. It went, ha, 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 ha. I know who they are, too.
Perfect reply.
That's A+.
Perfect reply.
No one better Rachel than her. There's a reason that she's the one I married, bro.
On the topic. That's funny. I'm glad she's listening.
Of course. All right, last thing. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
Yeah.
Like, Anthony, also, like, I would like to do, because you were probably the most frequent guest. It was either, like, in terms of frequency and cadence, you were definitely the most frequent. There's a chance because of the sheer number of basketball games that get played that if we did a total tally, Dave Johnson would have you beat. Because Dave came on
probably
every game day. And so, you know, weekends notwithstanding, that's probably like 50 times a season for, I think he did all 3 years, right? So it'd probably be pretty close. Do you have a favorite memory of coming on the show? Because I have many.
I'm trying to think. I remember one where I sang BBL Drizzy.
Yeah.
That was really fun. See, the thing is, though, Craig, and I don't mean to sound flip about this, but like, I don't super remember tons of them because like we talk, and so like the times we talk on the radio are just the times we talk on the radio. The other times we talk are just the times that we talk. So I don't like log them in my head as Craig Hoffman show appearances. It's just, oh, I talked to Gregory today. So what are yours outside of my stupid singing about Canadian rap stars or lack thereof?
That was definitely one of them. You singing Rihanna around the halftime show is definitely one of them. And then I think the other one that's probably like my low key, we had so many walk-offs, and that is a like, you get the show type of thing that we share from specific things that we like about radio. But there was a time where Clinton joined us from the press box at, I think it was like, I don't even think it was MLB All-Star. Like, I think it was a college all-star or a minor league showcase or something. But, like, we were doing a video bit, and you were on, like, in a press box at a baseball stadium somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And I just remember you doing, like, the goggles on your eyes as I was introing you and it's explaining, like, Clinton's in a press box somewhere watching actual baseball as he does this hit.
Oh, my God. I completely forgot about that.
Here's what that was.
I was in Omaha.
That's right. And the best part is...
I was in Omaha, and listen, so Mike Farron, who does the morning show on MLB Network, and Jake Mintz from Cespedes BBQ, they're the guys I typically sit with during games, and I had these huge binoculars. Like, other guys in the press box have these, like, little guy pocket deals that they're trying to square away. I'm out here with the full hunting jobbers, and I'll never forget Farron said, "Are you looking at what the casino players are having on the table in Iowa? Like, why do you need those?" So when I decided I was going to do that hit from that particular side of the press box, I was like, I'm bringing the goggles only. I mean, I was like, I'm bringing the binoculars strictly for the bit. They were only hitting batting practice. There was no need for those things at all, but that was a great visual gag. Oh, and also, another moment that I was technically involved in that I was not on the show was when Linnell wanted to challenge your boy and you hit him with the promo walk-off of my own voice.
Yeah, that was good.
That was one of the best moments ever.
That was a good one. The thing I was going to say about the binoculars, though, like the thing I like about these moments that we're talking about is they became parts of show lore. Because when we go to commercial break, I don't know if, like, there's a couple different versions of the slate, if you will, to use the TV term. But one of them is you with the binoculars. And so there's a group of people who have watched this show for 2+ years since that happened, who every single commercial break see your dumbass with binoculars in the press box going like this for 3 minutes until we come back on the show.
Listen. There's a reason why I was once television's Clinton Yates.
Yes.
I understand the visual medium and how to get the gags going. That is A1 bit work right there. So I'm glad it gave more that segment in that day.
Indeed. By the way, for those of you that have called in.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
When is it going to feel weird, do you think?
The second I walk into the offices. Like, okay. There is, like, when you've done a lot of reporting over the years, and even when you are, like, walking with people who are, like, important people that, like, clearly you're supposed to be there, right? Like, if I wasn't supposed to be here, this person who is escorting me through this part of the building that I'm typically not let into as a reporter, like, they would be not escorting me. They would be escorting me out, not in. And I'm going to walk in.
Right.
I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to have a badge. And I'm going to be allowed to walk around and go to meetings. And I think that the team at Monumental and Michael and like,
back and all of that.
Yeah. Like all those guys have done a great job. I'm very much hoping, and I know they put an effort to set me up for success, but it is definitely going to be weird to be like in many of the rooms that you were specifically not allowed in previously. I'm sure I'll adapt and I'm beyond excited, and like I'm there to be a part of Monumental basketball and help us win basketball games. Like that's my charge.
This is the last thing I'll say for anybody.
But will it be weird? Yeah, it will be weird.
Yeah, no, I get it. But you know what? One of the reasons why Craig and I first got along as friends is because this is something I try to identify in my real life friends a lot. Is this guy a good teammate on any level? And not only you're a good teammate socially and work-wise, but just in terms of kind of who we were as men, you know, as friends. And I think those are skills and talents that you will be able to take much farther than just this radio station where you've already gone, and even maybe the next thing. But whatever you want to do in this life, Gregory, you got it, buddy. Looking forward to the next step.
I appreciate you. We'll talk soon because you're my real-life friend. I love you. Thank you all the time on the radio.
Love you, bro.
And off the radio.
Hold on. Clinton, before you leave, one last thing.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Clinton Yates, everybody. What do you want around the horn next week? I don't care. Whatever. Anthony, go to
my. All right, Anthony. Don't be a stranger. You got my number. I'll talk to y'all later.
I got you.
Clinton Yates, everybody. Anthony, go to break.
Je suis American.
You are American.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got that.
Je parle anglais.
Did you just call me ugly?
No, I said I speak English.
Oh, okay.
El,
good gracious, Craig. Tell me how you really feel.
As long as I can do it in English.
Okay.
final edition of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Yes, no, that wasn't a verbal typo. That's real. For those of you just tuning in, you missed the news on social media. You missed the start of the show. I am leaving. This is it today. Sorry that we couldn't tell you sooner. Ink dried on the contract. We made the plans, and here we are. I'm leaving for a new role with Monumental Basketball in the front office for the Wizards, and I will also be working with the Mystics. You will definitely be seeing me, Monumental Sports Network, as well as many other places, including right here. That would be weird, Anthony, if I came back and was like, "Yeah, I'll do a sit down in studio hit talking about what we're doing," but only if I can sit in the same chair I used to sit in. No, I'm probably going to sit over there.
That would be crazy.
Just to make a demand.
Walk the demands in like, are the demands.
Walk in like I own the place. I don't. I only work here for another hour and 40 minutes. That part is weird. That part is very weird. Definitely walking in today being like, oh, I'm not going to work here anymore. Because I've worked here. So 2015. And by the way, we can take some more calls. We obviously wanted to have Clinton on. And that wound up, honestly, that was far more sentimental and real than I thought it was going to be. I thought he was just going to give me lip for some amount of time. But that was great. I'm glad that we did that and that you guys, who have heard us talk on the radio every week, basically that the show has existed, that you see the one, that he is responsible for the show happening in a genuine way, and also the ways in which he shaped the show just by being my friend. And so I'm glad that we got to share that with you guys on the way out here. But I got to, this is actually crazy, Anthony. I don't know if I told you this before the show, but I it hit me as I was looking at some stuff, and I told CK in the hallway, but I have almost been in DC 10 years to the day. Like, to the day. I believe I moved here and started on like August 15th, 2015. It is August 13th, 2025. And so I was at the ESPN 980 from that point until a week after the Washington lost to Green Bay in the playoffs. And then I was in the wilderness for 6 months, which was, it turns out, a very important 6 months in my life. I was running out of money, to be blunt. And it launched the other thing that has filled my cup for the last 10 years, or 9 years, which is the fitness stuff that I do, the being a personal trainer and a performance coach, and eventually getting into group fitness coaching, and the connections I've made with people in that world also like made me a better person, made me a happier person, provided my life fulfillment and joy in a way that doing this couldn't. And so like the balance was great to get different things going in my life. And then I started back up part-time with The Fan, and then full-time with The Fan as the beat reporter. And then I left, and then I came back, and it's just like, I've been here a long time is kind of the point. And it's going to be weird to not be here, but I have made so many great friendships and professional relationships along the way. And I'm very happy that I'm one staying in town, because DC is home. Like, this is, now been here longer than I've been anywhere else outside of the town I grew up in. And in the next 5 years, I would actually pass that. I moved to Greenville, South Carolina. I didn't move. My family moved. I was a 4-year-old. I got brought along. I wasn't a conscious decision maker in that. But when I was 4, graduated high school when I was 18, went to college in Tennessee for 2 years, New York for 2 years at Syracuse, was in Dallas for 2.5 years, lived in Lawrence, Kansas for a brief spell before that. And then I moved from Dallas to here in 2015 and met my wife here, and I've had this career, and it's just like, this is home. And to be able to hopefully embark on this new project that is going to help bring joy to the city, if we do it right, is a thrilling thing that I'm very excited to do. So again, the news, if you're just joining us, is that I am leaving. Today is the last show. Monumental Basketball is where I am headed. 301-230-0980. We can take a couple calls, and then we're going to do our one sports segment or two of the day. We're gonna make one last set of predictions, sure to go wrong. NFL season predictions next. But let's go to Sean. Sean, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show one last time.
Hey, Craig, first let me say congratulations to you, wishing you nothing but the best going
Thank you.
Forward. I enjoy your show every day, getting through this rush hour traffic coming home.
Thank you.
So continued success to you. Now, I feel bad for my man Anthony, as I told him on the phone. It's like he's been married twice and now has to have a divorce. Travis, now you. So,
yeah.
My suggestion to you going forward, when they bring in the next host for the super producer, you need to get a prenup. So if they leave, they got to take you with you.
Yeah.
You need to move on to greener pastures with them. You follow me? But again, congratulations to you, Craig. Wishing you nothing but the best.
And thank you.
I'm rooting for you, Chad. I'm rooting for you.
Sean, thank you. That's hilarious. Also makes me feel terrible, which I've already felt so terrible about doing this to Anthony. So, Sean, thank you. I really appreciate it. Yeah, and I don't know what to say, man.
That is tough. Hey, look, I like the way Sean thinks. A prenup.
What would that look like? Two, how did Travy drop that on you?
So going all the way behind the curtain, Travis told me initially when he took his first interview with the people up in Boston.
Okay.
This was like late February, and I guess like he was gone literally 1 month later. So he told me he went up there, convo went well, and then I want to say like a week before, you know, he was like, dude, they offered me. And then so it was more so like I knew what his plan was, but like when he found out the news, he told me like in person like the week before. So
yeah, he gave you a little bit more of a heads up.
Yeah.
But he also like once I found out that we were doing this, I knew that we didn't have a runway. Like I didn't think it's appropriate to like get on the air and be like, actually, I'm about to be working for a team and we could be talking about that team. Like, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
And so like the runway was short, so we did what we had to do. I would have loved to be able to tell you and kept you in the loop on the process. It's just like the nature of it. It business sucks sometimes, man. Like it just does. But the good news is we're real life friends. And
I would have really wanted to get a montage though, like from everybody at the stage. That's what I would have done. Like had we had more time and, you know, I would have been able to like plan it out. I think that's really like, you know, a cool send off because you got to work with so many people, so many years.
I did.
Like, you just said 10 years, like 10 years almost
it's
to the
crazy.
Day. So I think that would have been like something I would have loved to do had we not, you know, been on the restriction, you know, because the announcement broke this morning.
Kind yeah. Of thing. So, yeah. So we didn't really have time for that.
Yeah.
That's okay. I've had enough people say nice things about me today that I really appreciate hearing to fill my cup for quite a while. And that's been really cool. So Anthony's got, I don't know what he has planned. I guess it's not that at 6 o'clock. But I've been told that he wanted some time today. So Anthony will get it. I will also happily advise him on a future prenup for his next host. I don't know what that looks like, but if I can be of help, I promise to you as your friend, I will do that. And other than that, we are going to dive into one last attempt at telling you what's going to happen in the future in the NFL next. And we got some more fun in the final hour, too. We're halfway done. Cannot believe that. Halfway done with the final edition of the Hoffman Show here on the Team 980. Is that guy a Washington National?
Josh Lowe.
I'm going to say yeah.
Real quick, I'm going to ask Craig his. Is Nathaniel Lowe a Washington National?
And I do believe he is a Washington National.
Nathaniel Lowe is a Washington National.
Yeah!
Josh Lowe is his brother who plays for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, Toby, so this is what you want to do, man? You want to give me a hard time? You want to start off rough?
Jose Ferrer.
Is not a Washington National.
Is a left-handed reliever for the Washington Nationals.
Oh my gosh, I'm 0 for 2, Craig.
Is Paul DeJong a Washington National?
He is not a National.
That's tough because he's probably starting at third base for your Washington Nationals on Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Oh, I know this. He's a National, baby.
Yeah, that's tough because he's pitching for the Dodgers.
Oh, are you serious?
Anthony, I'm going to throw you a bone here. Is Shinsuke Ogasawara a part of the Washington Nationals?
What would your guess be?
My guess is no. He's probably a pitcher for the Dodgers at this point.
All right, he's a pitcher for the Dodgers, so no.
He pitches for the Washington Nationals.
gave us a show.
That is literally how most of my guessing, my predictions went. Usually Craig was right.
Oh, my God.
And I was wrong.
I did all right in that game. Is that guy Washington National? There's a reason I got hired by the basketball teams and not the baseball teams. It's Hoffman Show, one final time. This is the second half of the last ever edition of this radio show. If you are just tuning in, surprise. I told you guys yesterday we had a pretty big announcement. The announcement is this is the final show. I am leaving radio and media to go and work in the front office for the Wizards and the Mystics as the Senior Director of Basketball Identity and Integration for the for Monumental Basketball. So very excited about the new opportunity. Talked about it off the top of the show. Are we still doing a podcast today, Anthony?
I've been podcasting everything.
I mean, that's good. Like, it's still going to exist. People can still go back and listen?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm uploading everything. So, yeah.
Okay, excellent. So y'all can still find the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to yours. The YouTube live stream, you can rewind on that as well if you want at the Team 980. So if you want to hear more about that, go back to the beginning of the show. However, for one final time, Anthony, let's try to tell the future. What could possibly go wrong? Do you have a list of questions? Or are we freelancing?
I got a couple.
Okay.
I got a lot of screens up. Hold on.
Signature to the show.
Yeah. Are we going national? Or are we going Commanders? Oh my God.
Hold on.
We are the Commanders.
Yeah, that was my bad.
I didn't think I was going to have to use that one again.
I think a great use.
Also, we have so many things that I was just like, do I try to just get some random...
This time I'm going to kick that...
Actually, that one, this was you during... Is that guy a Washington National?
This time I'm going to kick that football clear to the moon.
Don't play the pooted one. Oh, I got that one queued up for later.
Oh, okay. I would say also if you don't know what this is,
nice little preview.
Yeah, the Real Things Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony happens later today. I figured we'd do both. Do you want to go local or national first?
I guess we can go local.
All right, hit me with the final set of predictions for the local football team.
All right, we definitely need your last stance on Terry and when this deal will get done. If you think it will get done before the season starts.
I do think it will get done. I think, and this is based off nothing but vibes, I have no inside information. I just, vibes, logic, which has gotten us so far in this contractual standoff. And I do think the John Keim reporting today, like, I don't feel like John would put something out if he didn't feel like there was something that progress being made. So I'm going to say it gets done. I'm going to say it gets done before the Baltimore joint practice. I don't know that it's going to get done this weekend before Cincinnati. He's at this point, I feel like there's no way he's playing against Cincinnati. They still have to activate him off of PUP either way. I feel like it gets done before the Baltimore joint, allows him to play in the joint, then ramp up for the season. He won't play in the final preseason game, but like, I think it gets done somewhere between 28 and 30. I'm kind of leaning more towards 28 at this point. That's still a nice pay bump for where he is. It's kind of, I think, where the team wants to be more so, obviously, than 30. Maybe it winds up being 30 on paper in the headline, the initial, with some kind of fake year at the end, but I tend to think it's going to come in around 28. Call it a what are we, like a week from today?
Yep.
Maybe day, let's say 6 days from today after the day after, no, the day after the Bengals.
I mean, the Bengals.
Yeah, Monday Night Football game.
Okay,
That's my final Terry prediction.
All right, that's a bet. I will be remiss.
Seeing him courtside at a Wizards game later this year.
Yeah. I will be remiss if I didn't inquire about.
Hold on. You have to also give predictions.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna be more accountable than I will.
True.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm in agreement with you. I think it gets done literally after the...
After all these years, you finally learned the way to go is to agree with me.
Yeah.
All right, better late than never.
Yeah, next Tuesday, I expect Terry or Wednesday on the field.
Okay.
In preparation for the last joint practice.
Love that.
Next question.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels.
Mm.
Season predictions, and will he be a candidate for MVP next year?
My prediction is that we'll also see him courtside for a Wizards game. My prediction for Daniels, what did he wind up, 3,600 last year?
Yep, about that.
And how many touchdowns did he throw last year?
I think it was
high teens, low 20s. I'm going to say 3,800 yards. Wait. 3,700 yards, 24 touchdowns.
Yeah, 25 last year.
Okay, 25, 26 touchdowns. How many picks did he have last year?
Nine.
I'm going to say he has nine again. And then he had 800-plus rushing yards last year and seven rushing touchdowns, I think.
Yep.
So I'm going to go 750 rushing yards, eight rushing touchdowns. Those are my JD5 predictions.
I'm going 4,000 passing yards.
Oh.
I'm going 4,000. He missed the Panthers game.
He did.
So I think he plays in all 17 this year.
And he had the broken ribs that he swore weren't broken ribs last year. So if he can stay healthy, that would be nice. But we'll see. It's the NFL. It's hard.
4,000 passing yards. I'm going to go 28 passing touchdowns.
Ooh.
I'm going to go 8 rushing touchdowns.
Okay.
10 interceptions.
Okay.
And then rushing yards, I'm going to go about 700 okay. rushing yards.
And will he be an MVP candidate? Yes, I know. I'm not going to say a top three finisher. I think
it's
going
to be so tough to be up there.
4 to 6 range. 4 to 6 range. That's what I'm rolling with. All right. What else? We got one more local, then we'll take a break.
Right.
We'll come back. And
Commanders
we'll do,
like, team prediction
stuff.
For the season.
Oh, should have seen that one coming. I think they go, how many games are there now?
17.
They go 11-6.
Whoo!
They get a playoff win. Do they go further? I need to think on it for a second. When we get back, we will do... I should have had an answer ready. We'll do division by division predictions, which historically I think I've done all right at. Super Bowl predictions, which I've historically been excellent at on this very silly radio show. And I guess in that, I will answer the Commander's question. So we'll do all that after a quick look at what's trending. And then I have no idea what Anthony's doing to me at 6 o'clock. I just know that this is the last ever edition of the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Anthony, I just searched YouTube for therapy music. Let's see how this sounds.
Oh, this is perfect. This is perfect.
Linnell, step into our office here at the Hoffman Show Clinic of Football Therapy. What's on your mind, young fella?
Well, I want to start this off by saying my name is Linnell Willingham, and I am a Commander's addict. That's the first step to fixing any problem I have.
I think that's a different office.
Right. I thought you were multi-purpose, though.
I mean, I am, but like only one hat at a time.
We're not
in a group, an anonymous
For you
meeting.
To give me the best therapy possible, I thought I'd let you know
okay.
my pre-existing illnesses.
Okay. I mean, that is something I guess a therapist, a doctor should know, is that there is an addiction that we're working through here. That, again, like, I'm more psychologist than psychiatrist. I don't know if they make medication for that. That's not really my department.
Noticed
I can't do the music. I feel like someone's going to...
This is so real.
It was actually too real.
All right.
To the point that I feel like someone is going to swerve off the road because it's going to put them to sleep. We did really have football therapy. That was the thing that we did on this show. This very silly show that has an hour and 10 minutes left in it, in its history. It's the Hoffman Show. One last time here on the Team 980. Announced that today. If that's news to you and you're just tuning in, sorry, surprise. What I can tell you is we don't know the long-term future. I don't think that decision has been made yet on what is going to happen in this time slot. Obviously, things move very quickly with me leaving and heading to Monumental Basketball, where I will have a front office position with the Wizards and the Mystics. What I can tell you, though, is in the meantime, Linnell is here tomorrow and Friday. So Anthony is actually out as well. Part of the reason we want to do the last show today is because I refused to do the last show without that fella right there, and thankfully the timing all worked out that we could do it. And so Linnell will be with you tomorrow and Friday, and stay tuned to here and other places for whatever happens in the future. Again, I'm not being coy. I have no idea. It's not my job. I got my boss, CK, is, I'm sure, working hard on it, and eventually there will be someone, and, you know, he'll work whatever he does because he's a pro's pro, and that's that. All right, what I can tell you is what's going to happen in the future in the NFL, because those are superpowers I clearly have, Anthony. Let's make one final set of predictions. Yes, you guys, you, whoever the new show is going to have me on in the middle of the Wizards season. And you're like, by the way, you went 0-8 on NFL divisions on your last show. And I'm like, thanks. Thanks for reminding me. All right, we'll start in the AFC East, Anthony.
AFC East, I'm going Bills.
I am also going to go the Buffalo Bills. I just think they are distinctly the best team in the division. I do think the Patriots will be better. I do think that the Dolphins are one of the most interesting teams in the league. I think the Jets will be a pain to play. I don't think they're going to be very good. But a like defensive first football team with a running quarterback is always difficult to play. So it's like not a heinous division. I just think the Bills are an elite team, which is something that we'll return to as we go. So the AFC South. Who's going to win the AFC South, Anthony?
I'm staying loyal to my guys. I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts.
I know. I knew you were going to do that. And as much as I would like to just be a loyal homer on the way out to my guy Zaire, I do think the Texans will win for a third straight year. I think they're in for a bounce back year. That division's so funky, though. God, what a weird division. All right, AFC North, Anthony. AFC North. Who's winning the AFC North?
This is a tough division. But I think I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, and the Ravens.
I also think I'm going to go that. I think that there are, like, I really do wonder about the Chiefs, which we'll get to them in a second. But I definitely, like, I feel really good about the Ravens. I feel really good about the Bills. I do think the Bengals will be better. And I think, you know, the Lou Anarumo thing was really interesting to hear kind of the post-mortem of why they fired their longtime defensive coordinator, who everyone acknowledges is a really good defensive coordinator. But he ran a bunch of complicated stuff, and they wanted someone who ran simpler stuff. And so they hired Al Golden, and their hope is simplifying will make the defense better, which sometimes very much works in the NFL. So I'm definitely intrigued by the Bengals, but I do think the Ravens will ultimately win the division. And that leaves the AFC West. For the 8,000th straight year, will it be the Kansas City Chiefs?
Yes, no question.
I'm not going to say no question, but I'm also not going to say no. Yeah, Chiefs. All right, NFC West, Anthony. We now flip it in reverse.
This division is a little funky, but if I was a betting man, I think I would go with the 49ers.
We are almost entirely outside of your one admittedly homer pick on the same page here. I don't know. The Ayuk injury scares me for sure, but they also figured out how to do some stuff without him last year.
Yep.
I think the defense is going to be better. If I knew that there was a magic elixir for Matthew Stafford's back, I'd pick the Rams.
Yeah, for sure.
But the dude practiced once and then he's out again.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they're dead in the water with Garoppolo, but I think I'm also taking the 49ers. That division, like, there's been years in, like, the AFC South was like this last year, or the NFC South was as well, where it's like, does anybody want to win this? And sometimes it's because the teams are all bad. See, last year it was NFC South. And sometimes it's because, with all due respect to the Buccaneers, they were actually fine. And sometimes it's like, all these teams are just kind of slightly better than mediocre. And I feel like that's the case. Like, all four teams I could see finishing over 500 if they weren't in the same division. The problem is they're all second to third place caliber teams unless the Rams get good Matthew Stafford. And I don't even know if they're going to get any Matthew Stafford. So, screw it. I'm going to take the Rams. Switch it. Last
their receiver core is net. Jimmy G looks solid in the little scrimmage
had. That's the thing is I feel like he's good enough and they're like with Verse and them. I'll take the Rams. All right, NFC, we'll go South next.
NFC South.
Buccaneers, I think for going for their sixth straight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Falcons are going to have something to say. I'm going with the Falcons on this one. I like the Bucs.
I think I'm just going to go homer here. Or not homer. I'm going to go chalk here. I think the Bucs are the best team. My question with them is obviously an offensive coordinator. Can they third different one in three straight years? Does Evans hit more of a cliff as he gets into at the age 32 season, I believe, for him? Godwin coming off the injury. But, like, Egbuka's apparently looked awesome. Jason Light is a heck of a GM.
Defense, though, for me.
Yeah.
Todd Bowles does a great job of scheming things up, scheming pressure, but still, you got to have guys in the back end.
Well, if Winfield's healthy, they're a different team. And the numbers last year, because I don't remember what they are at this point in my life, but I do remember at the time knowing them like the back of my hand because they were so stark and looking them up going into the playoff game last year. So if Winfield's there, I think they'll be all right defensively. I'm going to go with the Buccaneers. All right, NFC North. Division. NFC Norse, to use Chris Berman's old terminology. The Lions gonna do it again.
I can you go first? This one's like I think I want to go with the Lions, but they lose both quarters.
In my heart, I want to go with the Lions. It just feels like this division's too good for them to win it three straight times. So, like, Zag theory, give me the Packers, I guess. I don't trust the Packers. Give me the Lions.
Yeah, just I'm going with the Lions,
let
too.
Me root for Dan Campbell and be happy about it.
Going with the Lions.
Dan Campbell, Jared Goff. By the way, Jared Goff, the way, like, coming out of watching Quarterback on Netflix, love that dude. Love that dude. Rachel actually got one of the Jared Goff, like, Foundation Vintage Grit shirts.
What is
She's just like, I like that guy. All right, NFC... South, East. North. Wait, we did them. I'm making sure before we get to the NFC East. NFC East, who you got?
Who won the Eagles won last year?
Eagles won last year.
All right,
it's been like 42 years since there's been a repeat champion. It's not actually 42, but I do think it's 20.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, Craig. I think a lot of people are going to hate me for my selection. I'm not going with the repeat Eagles. Well, I'm not going with the Eagles to repeat. I'm going Dallas, though.
What?
I'm going Dallas.
I knew we had to get one bad last pick in.
Dude, they have a third place schedule. This is what Dallas does every other year. They look great. Last year, they sucked. 2 years ago, Dak was the runner-up in the MVP race. Like, this is what Dallas does. So, like, they have an easier schedule, and we don't repeat in the NFC East. I'm not going to say we're not going to have a good season, but I don't know if it's going to be good enough to the point where we win the division. I think Dallas probably ends up going, like, 13-4.
Nah.
12-5.
I think this thing
even
is
if they go 12-5,
the Micah
we go 11-6.
George Pickens is there. Like, they're so combustible. I'm out.
George Pickens been looking good.
Yeah, that's what he does until he's ready to punch his own teammate in the head.
Who are you going with? Are you going with the home team?
I want to.
Don't pick the Eagles.
I'm just a fan now, bro. I'm not an analyst anymore. I'm just a fan. I cannot wait to just be a fan of this Washington team.
My last pick is quietly the Eagles.
I do like being right. I just, that part of me, I can't let it die before the show's over. Okay. Who's your Super Bowl?
Super Bowl champion or who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
Who's in it?
I'm going to go the Ravens and the Commanders.
Who would Will Dawkins want me to pick?
Ravens, Commanders, baby. Oh, he would say the Bills.
He would want the Bills. And you know what?
You're going with the Bills?
I do think. I think it's one of the two. I'm so torn because I think Baltimore's really good. I also think Buffalo. I just trust Baltimore's defense a little bit more. I'm gonna go Baltimore.
Have you seen Baltimore's defense on paper?
No. That's what I'm saying. Like, I trust their defense more. Oh, that's why I'm going with Baltimore. Like, if the Bills. I trust Josh Allen so much. I really enjoy McDermott. Like, I think he's a good coach. I think they're about the right stuff. I'm going to say the Ravens win the Super Bowl over the... Screw it. We're doing a Beltway Bowl. Commanders make a run in the playoffs. Ravens, Commanders.
We got the Ravens winning.
But the Ravens win.
Okay.
I think it's time for Lamar. And then it lights a fire under Jaden that... propels him to being a multiple-time Super Bowl champion down the road.
I like the way you think, sir.
All right. That's it. We made our last set of picks. When we get back, I don't know what we're doing. Anthony asked for some time here on the final show. He gets it to do whatever it is that he's got planned next on the Team 980.